gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 479. I'm your host, GPD, in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is constantly misjudging demand for himself, Wombat.
I think everybody wants me.
And you're right. So maybe you're not misjudging.
See?
Maybe I'm totally wrong.
I know what the people want. They want more Wombat. That's why I keep eating.
So what you're saying is Wombat does what Nintendo don't.
That's right.
Wombat does.
Wombat does. Wombat does.
Wombat does.
The forbidden dance?
Yes. Da-da-da-da. Oh, I can't don't sing during this part of the show because there's music.
Oh, okay.
That I totally know what it is right now.
Also. Yeah, oh, it's my favorite song.
Yes.
Techno pop remix number 7.
People like the music. Don't you cannot make fun of the music. I get letters.
I will make fun of that music as much as I want.
I get messages from people telling me they enjoy it and asking what certain tracks are. I never get messages from people telling me it sucks. I do get you telling me it sucks.
Yeah, I think it sucks.
But
that's
basically
it. All you need to know.
So one person.
Are you Shipwreck on the show this week?
Hello.
Hey.
I was just listening to this music.
And drinking.
Is it still going?
No, it's over.
All right.
Good. I think someone took two songs from like the 70s or 80s and is playing them over each other. No. And Cheapy thinks that person is an artist.
That's not what happens. That's not exactly what happens. Otherwise, you could do it and be an artist.
Yeah, I am already an artist and a fartist.
You're a fartist. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something exciting to share with the audience that it's been going on in my life, but I don't really have much.
That's not always a bad thing.
I don't know.
It's not really a bad thing at all.
I tried to put up Christmas lights because I felt by not putting up Christmas lights, I mean, not Christmas lights or any lights.
Holiday lights.
Holiday lights. Then I'm just like
Christmas lights.
I'm just writing Jew on the house. And so I figured, so I bought.
In Christmas lights. It was a bold choice.
You might as well. You might as well be doing that by not putting up lights. So I,
you know, you could put up other decorations. We have Hanukkah decorations up in front of my house.
But I don't, that's the same as putting Jew on the house. I just want to be, I don't want anybody to be thinking about me at all is basically what I want.
So do nothing.
I want to blend. No, but by doing nothing, I'm not blending. I'm trying to blend.
Mm. Mm.
So I bought solar powered lights. Do you know that they make with like a little plastic solar panel?
So they only work in the daytime?
No, they
it seems to defeat the purpose
no,
of the
it's,
light.
No, it stores up the charge during the day, and then at night it turns on automatically.
Mm.
But it hasn't really been any sun over the last few days, so it's...
Did you get that the same time you bought that submarine with a screen door?
It's kind of not working out that great. But maybe it's just because it's been so cloudy, and I don't know. I'm not very familiar with how solar power works. So I don't...
Well, you see the sun but shines down.
No, I understand that much, but does it still... Like, if it's cloudy, do you still get the solar... Do you still collect the solar rays?
You get some. You don't get as much.
Okay. That's what I guess I would assume. It doesn't seem to be working very well. I'm not really satisfied with the solar-powered lights, is what I'm saying.
I'm surprised you didn't go with one of those, like, laser light shows.
My next-door neighbors, you have that, because they're lazy.
Although, it might not work well with your house, because it would just be a laser light show... That like went through all the windows in your house.
Yeah, it wouldn't work at all.
It'd be in my living room.
Right, your living room would just be lit up and moving around. I think Mrs. Cheapy would really enjoy it.
I think you should have just stuck a wreath on your new mailbox and called it a day.
Or just a sign.
Get the point.
Just a sign that says may or may not be a Jew here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all you have to do is stick the blood of a goat on your doorstop, and then everyone knows you're fine.
Everyone will pass over the house.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm going to pass over it anyways with that crappy door.
I actually want to replace the door now because it doesn't close well. It like you have to really get it in the right spot before you can turn the lock, the deadbolt on top. And even when you're not using the deadbolt, to get the bottom part to close, you have to slam it just the right way. So the door is shitty. I'm confirming its shittiness right now. And at this point, if I could find a door that just was a plain door that had nothing on it, just a plain fucking door with a doorknob, or maybe not even a doorknob, I could probably find my own doorknob, right? I would go with a door like that. So if anybody knows about a door, it's just a plain ass door, send it my way.
Have you tried doors.com?
I don't know. I feel like my mom may have sent me a door and I've lost it somewhere in my email. I could probably find it. It's probably hard to search for door through your Gmail and find what you're looking for.
Have you tried calling 1-800-LIGHT-MY-FIRE?
No. No doors jokes. It's too late.
I've been having fun with my Ring doorbell, though, in the UPS holiday help.
Capturing the shitty. How much does UPS and FedEx hate Ring? I'm surprised that one of these companies hasn't bought Ring just to shut it down.
I did tweet about this one because I talked about it before. Like I went to the comic convention here and like back in, I don't know, September timeframe, somewhere in there, and had Stan Lee sign a Amazing Spider-Man number 16, like the first crossover with Daredevil. And I had it sent away to get graded, and they like, it comes back. And this comic's worth, I don't know, somewhere $200 and above. And it says like right on the label that it requires a signature. And I wasn't too happy that the grading company also did not like send me an email saying that this was on its way. Like, so I saw the Ring thing, the guy sit down the package. Like I was at work, I saw he sat down the package and was like, okay, whatever, no big deal. But it was like snowing, it was like kind of sleeting that day.
It's not covered by your door at all,
right? It's not covered. I don't have like a covered porch. So it's just out there in the elements. And like I get home, I pick it up, I get this wet box. Like I'm like, what is this? And I see like it has a signature required. I'm like, well, obviously nobody signed for this. And fortunately, like the inside, it was packed well enough to like the comic and everything was fine. But so today UPS left.
Grading bags are also pretty sturdy.
Yeah, yeah. It not that big of a deal, but still have somebody sign for it if it says sign for this. So today UPS left my boxes out by my garage. So my Ring did not pick up where they left the boxes.
Right. He knows now. He knows. Like,
so guess what? Going to have to go get another camera for the garage.
My prediction is that UPS buys Ring and all of a sudden, like the delivery guys start wearing these new uniforms. And as soon as they approach the house, the cameras just like stop recording. Because it's, I mean, what a hassle for these companies just to see what goes on. Would you kind of thought
they have to do their jobs now? I know. This is terrible.
It's totally not the American way. I had to explain to Ty the other day why the lines are so long in stores in America versus Japan, and why why things are just generally slower here.
Why are the lines so long?
Because the cashiers move very slowly. I think a lot of them aren't – I mean, I don't know about a lot of them, but some of them aren't happy about their jobs, and they're just not in any – there's no pride in the job, I feel. And in Japan, you have the opposite. Like you have people – the guy taking your ticket to the movie theater is going to take that ticket in the fucking best way possible that he can to his ability. Even though it's just ripping a ticket in half and handing that back to you, he's going to do it, you know, just he's practiced that and he's going to do it properly.
I don't know. I went to the movies on Sunday and our ticket was very friendly.
Forget what I said.
He was like genuinely excited to be there, actually. It was kind of nice.
I it's not my point, Wombat.
Do you know what theater you're going to? I don't. Oh, you're going to Theater 10. You enjoy the show, all of you. It was super nice. We saw Moana.
I once bought a movie ticket in Tokyo. The guy, the way he took my credit card and just, or was it cash? I don't remember what it was. But the way that he processed the transaction, including handing the tickets to me and stuff, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like he had practiced this his entire life and could do it blindfolded. It was like a poetry in motion. It was at the theater in Roppongi Hills.
I bought my ticket on an app. And then I walked up to the guy and I showed him the scan bar. And he went, boop, boop. And that was the transaction.
This is not the purpose of my comparison.
You were the one who brought it up. Your comparison is shitty.
You know what I'm saying, though. Everybody knows what I'm saying. When you walk into the drugstore and you're like, hey, excuse me, can you tell me where the hand soap is? And the woman's like, hold on. And walks over as slow as possible and brings you to points to the aisle. And the whole thing takes like 2 minutes just to even get you over there.
See, I had to go to the drugstore on Sunday night.
Stop it. I'm hanging up on you right now.
This is true. I went to the mom and pop local drugstore, and they couldn't have been nicer and more helpful. We had like a child emergency that I'm not going to go into details. Right.
But flat tire. Fine. You got a flat tire when you're trying to leave too, and they changed your tire for you, and
they were super nice because I did have questions because I was recommended something and I wanted to make sure that what I was getting was the best thing. And the guy, we read the ingredients. He goes, as long as she's not allergic to this, then yeah, this should be perfect. But if you find that it doesn't work, I would come back and get this instead. And I said, great. And it was super helpful. And it was late. It was like a half hour before.
This was the clerk at the drugstore?
This was the pharmacist at the drugstore.
Right. Okay. Anyway, can we talk about something else now?
And then when I went to check out and the woman saw what I was getting, she goes, she's like, I'm really sorry that you're having this kind of a night. You know what I would do is you should Google some funny things and watch some funny videos with your kids and your guys will at least get a laugh tonight. And I said, thank you, and walked out the door. And she told me to drive safe because it was snowing.
Right. Great.
So there you go. I'm going to give America 3 points and Japan negative
2. Go ahead. Japan has earthquakes, though, so.
Exactly.
Too many fucking earthquakes.
What are we doing now?
I don't know. I'm tired. It's time to go to bed yet.
Bread's done.
I don't know.
Show feedback?
Show feedback. Show feedback. Seems like a good place to be.
Aries Dog has to say, next year I wouldn't mind a re-release of the first two Skylanders games that aren't available on current system if it allowed us to use existing portals and let us play with all the new figures. Could be a cheap way to keep the franchise going and a breather for the devs to rethink the next sequel. Would you double dip, Shipwreck?
I don't think I would, but I don't think it's a terrible idea at the same time. They already have, they've got all this shelf space at Toys R Us, right? For all the Skylander stuff. They've got the shelf space at Target. They've got the shelf space at Walmart, and a GameStop to a lesser degree as well. But like, I would think Activision would still want to keep that. Like, it's still, people still go in and would buy figures. And if they could make the old, I think it's smart of them to at least just re-release those games on the current systems, even if they don't add the ability to use new figures with them.
Sure. Well, this week on Steam, they released the Disney Infinity Gold Editions.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all of the content and everything unlocked, and I don't think you need the toys.
Right, you don't.
So it's just the games, just everything unlocked. Do you think that might be the way to go with the older, like maybe do that with the re-releases of Skyrim? Or that don't exist?
Skylanders, not Skyrim.
Skyland? I said Skyrim, sorry. So Sky.
You got to keep releasing Skyrim, obviously.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think that makes sense, really. I mean, they still sell, like you can still walk in and get Skylanders that work with the first two games.
Yeah, you might as
maybe.
Well.
Or do they make the current figures backwards compatible? Would that be a hook to get you to rebuy?
Well, that's what Aries Dog was suggesting here.
Yeah.
And I think that's obviously going to take some time to get that up and running.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's worth their investment or not, but
I wonder if they'll do this with the console versions of Disney Infinity.
Oh, just release the game with everything unlocked?
Yeah, everything unlocked. You don't need the figures anymore if you just want to play the game.
$60 for like Infinity 3 with everything unlocked.
Yeah, I think it's all three games. It's 1, 2, and 3.
It's like the death knell. Like,
I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
Yeah,
like, you might as well do it.
Right.
It's got the 1.0 Gold Edition has the Incredibles, Pirates of the Caribbean, Toy
money.
Stories in Space. A whole bunch of characters. 2.0 has Spider-Man, the Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why not? I say you got to release them each $60, you know?
Well, on PC, they're $20 each. And then
$29 each, right. Or $60 for the bundle.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That seems very aggressive.
Apparently, the complaint that I read, and by complaint I read Nick Chester's Twitter feed, you can't do split screen co-op. Which actually would be a problem in my
house. What, on PC, you mean?
Yeah, currently.
There's always some fucking thing, right?
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, here, we finally did this perfectly, except for the thing you want. So,
right.
I would like to see that come to consoles, though. Get on it, Disney.
That's the thing with PC, right? It's always some fucking thing. Like, no matter how good your PC is or whatever, and... the game you're looking at, the game that comes out, you can't wait for it, and it's going to look amazing on my new super rig. And then, of course, it's got a bunch of bugs that they don't fix for a month or longer.
Yep.
Anyway, some Watch This Bitches. Star Wars comes out this week.
Yeah, you bought tickets, right?
I did. We're going Sunday.
Yeah, I don't remember you saying, hey, you want me to get you a ticket, so I'm not going to go see it this weekend.
No, you're definitely going.
I don't know. I have no way of seeing it this weekend.
You didn't buy the tickets immediately?
Nope.
Wow. I just assumed that you were there day one.
No, you know, it's funny. Even with The Force Awakens, I was like a week and a half late on seeing that too.
Oh.
So I think the same thing's going to happen with this one. It's not intentional. This weekend, there's just too much going on. And by too much, I mean I have to go into the city and see my brother-in-law on Sunday, which is like... So, you know, family stuff all weekend.
Not as good as Star Wars, maybe. I'm pretty excited. I haven't seen anything about it. I don't know anything about it. I know Darth Vader's in it.
Yeah, I only saw the first trailer. That's the only thing I've ever seen for it. And the reviews have been strong.
Right.
So
cool. They say it's better than Force Unleashed? Awakens?
The video game?
Force Awakens.
Awakens, whatever. I can never remember.
Maybe.
I find that hard to believe.
To believe that it's better than...
Cheapy hates The Force Awakens.
I don't know. I hope it's better than what the previews come off to me.
Oh, no.
I don't know. The dialogue in the previews, every line seemed like a groaner to me. But maybe in an actual movie, it's good. It's going to be good, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
It's going to be good.
How could it be bad?
It could be bad.
I know.
You know, like one of the sub-plot points in this season South Park was that Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie is not as good as everybody thinks it was.
Yeah, I saw that. That's how Donald Trump got elected, apparently.
Pretty hilarious.
Yes. I saw that.
Anyway, let's do new releases.
And just so you know, what? Rogue One right now on Rotten Tomatoes has an 84%.
84% is pretty good. What did the other
That's
one
pretty
get?
Solid.
What did the other one get? The Force Awakens.
Is that what the other one's called?
Unleashed? I still don't know. Unleashed is the game? Unleashed is the game for sure. Right?
Yes. It's right. Unleashed is the game. Awakens is the movie.
Yes.
The Force Awakens has a 92.
That seems better than 84.
Tomato.
That seems better. It does seem better. I'm not great at math. But
92 may be higher than 84.
I have just reservations because it just seems like it's filling in a story that I don't need filled in. I generally have reservations about anything with Darth Vader because I've created so much of that character in my mind. Because in the original movies, there wasn't a whole lot there. They just told you, like, I don't know, he used to be a Jedi. So you filled in all that information on your own.
Right.
and just fleshing out that character constantly, it just makes him worse to me.
You know what's crazy? When I did that as a kid, it was exactly the same as the prequels.
I have the high ground. He was always about the high ground.
It was always about the high ground.
And ignoring that.
Naboo. I didn't even know what Naboo was. And I'd be playing with my friends with the figures in the backyard. And I'd be like, we're all going to Naboo. My friends would be like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And sand being rough.
Yep. Lots of sand.
All right. New releases? Are there new releases? Is everything on holiday break?
I think Stardew Valley is worth at least mentioning. It's coming out for Xbox One and PS4. It got great reviews on PC. This is the 16-bit looking Harvest Moon type of game, but it's got, it seems like it has even more going on than Harvest Moon.
Is this the one that was made by the former devs of Harvest Moon, or no?
No, I don't think so. You're thinking of Story of Seasons.
I knew there was some, like, splinter.
Yeah, Natsume kept the Harvest Moon name, but the Harvest Moon devs went off and are now working on Story of Seasons. But this is an indie game. This is not those people.
But it
looks great. I know Mrs. Shipwreck, I showed her the trailer that was on Xbox One, and she was very interested in playing it.
Hmm. Cool.
This game came, it's not on the new releases, but it came out after our last show. I've been playing Westerado.
Okay.
On the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
That is an Adult Swim game. It is an 8-bit stylized open world Western. It's good. It's really good, actually. I like it. It's cool. I mean, there's lots of guns to unlock. There's lots of little missions. It's very much like an 8-bit RPG. It's an 8-bit RPG. It's not very much like one. It is like one.
But you can move around and shoot in it.
You can move around and shoot in it, but it's, you know, there's also a lot of going into towns and talking to all the different people and going into shops and getting your missions and you know, completing missions to progress the story along. So, you know, it's a nice throwback game. It's fun. It moves fast. The aiming can be a little difficult, at least for me, because I'm terrible. So, it's pretty cool. I recommend checking it out. It's on PC and Xbox One currently.
Excellent. So, yeah, I played that. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit of that on PC. It seemed pretty cool.
It is cool.
The Metroid everybody wants, Metroid Other M, came out on the eShop for Wii U on the platform that everybody wants.
No thanks.
I think that game's okay, actually. And of course, the other Nintendo release this week, which will be out the same day as the show is out, is Super Mario Run for iOS.
We're just going to talk about that now?
Might as well.
Not that we've been playing it.
Right.
But, so you think, what are you thinking? How are you feeling about it the day before release?
I think they're going to make a lot of money.
Well, other than that, are you feeling...
Why does anything else matter?
Well, they want to know if you're going to buy it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going to buy it.
Are you feeling positive about it?
I'm feeling positive that I am going to buy it.
Do you think you're going to enjoy it?
I will enjoy it well enough.
You'll get your $10 worth. You're pretty confident in that.
I think it's like, it's more than that, right? It's like $15.99 or something.
No.
Is it really?
No, it's 10. It's 10.
Is it 10?
Yeah.
I would pay $15.99 for this game and like it well enough.
What if you had to wait outside for like half an hour or an hour?
No. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Some keg wrote in, where is that? He's like, do you think Nintendo's going to shut down the server after like an hour and say that it's too popular?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's server issues on day one.
Right. It seems complicated.
Considering that this game is online only, why do you think that is? Why is this online only?
Piracy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's piracy.
But people, I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, you can't really stop piracy. Like, you get the people, I don't think, like, you're going to really make that much more money by putting that in there. And maybe
are
you
gonna make that much less by not putting it in there, though.
No,
like hey, they can do what they want.
They can.
It's pretty much how they operate.
I know. This I know.
I don't. It looks fun to me. Like I have to play it to be sure. I mean, there's always reservations going into an iOS platformer, but Nintendo makes good games. So I don't think they're going to screw this up.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm confident it's going to be okay. I'm not going to buy it because I just don't play games on my phone. But if I did, then I would probably buy it. Wombat, you're not because you need to be on
the
train.
I'm like 50. I'm 50-50. It sounds like it'd be great on the train, but online can be very spotty on the train.
You're going to lose it at some point for sure. A couple
times.
Yeah,
So I don't know if I want to be like angry at this game.
Boop, 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 boop.
Why?
Pirates.
Exactly.
The fear of pirates, rather.
Mm. So I'm sort of, I'm of two minds. That's the word I'm going to use. Part of me is like, ooh, Mario. The other part of me is like, ugh, when am I going to play it?
Right.
You're going to buy this game.
Yep. Yes, you probably will.
They're going to make so much money on this game, right?
Just I mean, the so good thing money. Is if I buy it, I could download it on all my devices and my kids can
play. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're going to buy it. There's right. No, you don't have to rationalize it. You're going
right.
to
it's 10 bucks. It's not that
much. I have to rationalize lots of things. I was going to buy Ratchet and Clank for $10 at GameStop. I didn't do that.
You got enough to play on your consoles right now, probably.
I have so much to play on my consoles, it's disturbing.
Right. Your phone for $10, that you're not, you know, Mario for $10 on your phone, you're not resisting. Maybe for a day or two. One day max. The first time that you're taking your shit and you have Wi-Fi, you're buying it. Basically.
That is, there's about a 75% chance that you are correct. Like, oh, I have no more missions to do in Disney Crossy Road.
Ooh, Wi-Fi.
What am I... Exactly. Ugh, I've already unlocked a character today in Disney Crossy Road. What am I going to do next?
Right. But yeah, Ship, they're going to sell, you know, they're going to sell millions of these at 10 bucks a pop. I mean, it's great. That's money. That's that Mario money. That's what you want. You know what else you want, Wombat?
What do I want?
Harry's.
Sure.
Well, you have a lot of Harry's. You don't want it. But there may be a man in your life who needs a gift. And Harry's is a great gift. Because what do all men have in common, Wombat?
Fuzzy heads.
Not heads.
Faces.
I have a fuzzy head in some parts. Some parts I have just head. Ow! Did you just hear me kick my computer again? Ugh.
No, I thought you. I was too busy trying not to picture you in head.
Just making sure that the fans are still spinning in my computer after I did that. Okay, everything's fine. I'm going to move away from this corner. Anyway, go to harrys.com. Check out the great gift ideas that they have there for the men in your life. Because Harry's is a great gift. I think that when anyone opens up the box, they're going to see a great quality product. And when they actually get it on their face, they're going to be very impressed. I know that I recently shaved my entire head and face at the same time. Sometimes what I like...
The eyebrows.
The eyebrows, I don't touch my eyebrows because I don't feel confident. And I don't think you'd use a razor blade for that necessarily. I will pull a few hairs out of my eyebrows with the tweezers once in a while because
I don't know. I've never done that. So explain that one.
I mean, they get long. I have intense eyebrows, powerful eyebrows. But you don't use a razor blade with that. So that's a different story. But, you know, often I don't want to commit the time to shaving the face and head at the same time. But I'm in the shower now, and I got my new generation, current generation Harry's blades. And it went so fast doing my head. I was going to go with just the beard look, but it went so fast with the head. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll shave my face.
You got to have the new handle for something like that with the grip, with the Kung Fu grip.
Yes. And the little reverse under the nose blade is also quite nice since they, we
got some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
So I want to tell all of our listeners to go to harrys.com, and the ground shipping for the holiday is going to end on December 16th. So act now. Go to harrys.com and use coupon code KEG, and you're going to get $5 off at checkout. That's harrys.com, coupon code KEG, and you're going to get $5 off at checkout. I think you're going to be impressed, and Harry's guarantees that you will be. So thanks, Harry's.
It's a razor, Harry.
It's good stuff. I'm telling you. Let's move on to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. Add multi-platforming one news and stuff. So there's been some Overwatch news, big Overwatch news, Juan, but I know you saw me complaining on Twitter.
I did. I saw. It seems that everyone who works at Blizzard may or may not be allegedly unconfirmed anti-Semites.
I don't know. The main guy, like the face of the game, is named Jeff Kaplan. So I think...
Self-hating, alleged self-hating Jew.
First of all, Wombat is like such an ass. Like, I put something on Twitter, you know, and he's laughing because he knows he's such an ass.
Of course.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
I was serious when I was doing that.
So I write on, Blizzard announces the Winter Wonderland loot boxes for Overwatch, which includes a number of holiday-themed skins and sprays and things like, and icons. All the skins, you can see all the skins, and they're all like variations of Santa outfits or just snow theme, general snow themes, but mostly like Santa themed outfits, which, you know, I understand that's the main holiday, but I thought we would get at least one Jewish skin. I know that was like, maybe I'm being optimistic. There's not a lot of Jews in the world. I get it. But I thought maybe one out of all the characters. Like, I don't know who necessarily would be Jewish, but you could work it in somehow. It doesn't have to be, you know, some candles, a dreidel, whatever. There is a dreidel icon.
They worked it into that Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Christmas that I watched this week.
Yeah, how did they do that?
The axe that she used to cut down the Christmas tree was Jewish.
Who was the axe played by?
It sounded like a Jew.
We need to find really, that out. Stereotypical Jew. Like an old Jew or like what?
Oh, yeah,
Jew?
Yeah. Like totally over the top old Jew.
Like Mel Brooks Jew?
The whole oy vey, I believe.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. How do you say that now?
I don't know. I am not Jewish. It's Chanukah.
I just noticed. Oh, my God. I can't believe Shipwreck said wet box and oy vey in the same episode.
it's more of a Henny Youngman style Jew.
Wombat, I watched it.
I watched the clip that you sent and then got offended at the end.
Yeah, because the clip I sent to you was is a person trying to claim that they had Disney had ripped this Jewish character out and of the original movie, not the Christmas movie.
Deleted scene. Controversial.
Right.
What's the axe's name?
What was the axe's name?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, the actor that played the Jewish thing. I forgot. I looked it up because I was curious. And I had looked it up on IMDb. It was no one famous.
And you can't remember the axe. It's not like, you know, like, I don't know. What's a good name for a Jewish axe?
I don't know.
Moshe? Moshe the axe?
Moshe the axe. Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, starring Robbie Benson, and who played the axe.
How is it, by the way? I'm a big fan of the original Beauty and the Beast.
It's actually pretty decent. It takes place during the montage scene from the original, like the winter scene.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So it like everybody's still not a person. They're all the things in the they're
Yeah, yeah.
Candles yeah. and clocks and everything.
Huh.
So it fills in the courtship. But it has all the original voice actors and everything.
Yeah. Jeff Bennett is the voice of the axe in the Disney Christmas special.
Jerry Auerbach, though, is dead, though. He didn't make
Jerry
it.
Jerry Auerbach was in it. He plays Lumiere.
Oh.
This is not a news.
Oh, okay. Got it.
This is from 1997.
Okay. I'm really up on it, huh?
Yeah.
Right. It came out on Blu-ray, and it's back in the vault, and I found I found it on Blu-ray at Half Price Books, so I was very excited, and, as well as my daughter was very excited to see it as well. Tim Curry is the villain.
Ooh, he's the best villain.
Right.
So, there you go.
He plays an organ.
Right. Oh, anyway, so I was saying how Wombat, so none of the skins had Jewish themes at all or anything, so I complained on Twitter. I was like, you know, couldn't give Bastion like a couple of candles and a dreidel or something and just be done with it. Like, anyway, so then Wombat had to tweet that everyone at Blizzard is anti-Semitic or something. I forgot exactly what you wrote, but just, you know, getting me riled up.
I think I said everyone at Blizzard are anti-Semites confirmed.
Right. Getting me all riled up and yelling at him on Twitter. And then I stopped.
Because you realized the only reason why I was doing that was to get you all riled up.
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure like if that's the only reason, but I feel like once it happens, then you're just like, oh, let me just dump this gasoline on top of it.
That's pretty much what I was doing, yes. Yeah.
I feel like maybe like the fire started by accident, but then you're like, it's fucking burning. Let's might as well just flame on.
Pretty much, yeah. You know what happens if I keep doing stuff like that on Twitter?
It's funny.
A, it's hysterical. And B, eventually I become president of the United States of America.
Right.
Those are the steps. Right. And don't say like that couldn't happen because it has.
Right.
I've been playing some of the Overcooked Winter DLC.
The other Over game?
Yeah, the other Over with Winter DLC. And I, from what I've unlocked so far, it's all Christmas based.
Does that mean I'm done talking about Overwatch? I guess it is.
I don't know.
Oh, how you got some loot boxes and there was shit in them. We saw on Twitter. Is that what you were going to tell us?
Normally, I was going to say normally to get a loot box, it takes a while, right? You have to go up a level and you have to play a bunch of games. But with the latest patches, they've made it easier to get loot boxes after they do like updates and things, because you only have to win like one game of a certain type. So in a night's play, it's pretty easy to get five boxes once in a while. And I did it, and they were basically all shit. But the new changes are cool. Like, the update's good. They're doing a great job with this game. I'm sure they're making a ton of cash. Anyway, go on with Overcooked.
I was going to – okay, yeah, you go ahead, Chip. I'll say something after.
Okay. Overcooked. It's great. The winter DLC is free. Have you played it at all, GP?
I haven't, because my family won't play it with me anymore. Oh, I'm not joking when I say
it's
that.
It's a whole another eight
Actually,
levels.
Actually, your wife said that wasn't true.
She's lying. Ty won't, maybe.
Your wife said that wasn't true. That's all I'm saying.
I've asked many times. I will just say I've asked
your
many times.
Your wife publicly to the world.
Well, maybe she will, but Ty won't. No, but she won't either. It's not true. She said that I'm sure there was a butt or there was some sort of condition to her tweet.
Wow, she won't play with you, so you're calling her a butt in a public forum?
Right. It's not going to work, Wombat. I'm saving all my fury for Nintendo. My fist is clenched now.
You should at least try the...
I will. I totally levels. Will, for sure.
I mean, it's great that they're like still supporting this game.
It's the greatest couch co-op this year, I think.
Yeah, and the new levels are really like they're creative too. They're not just like rehashes of stuff.
New food or no?
Yeah, new food. New food, new characters. Mm. There's so far we've unlocked a reindeer and a snowman.
I always take the goofy bald looking guy with glasses. That's my guy.
New vehicle to get around the map.
Of course. It sounds good.
It is good. I'm surprised that they just gave it out for free.
Just speaking of free stuff, did you open the holiday pack I sent you for Halo 5, Shipwreck?
No.
That's not nice.
What did I have to do to open? Did I have to launch Halo 5 to open it?
Yeah, you have to launch Halo
5. Who do you think has launched Halo more recently, Shipwreck or me?
Probably you.
Right. By how long?
Probably by like a year. I know. I should have sent it to you. You know what it was? I was going through the list because you can only send it once, and his name showed up first.
I
guess it goes to Shipwreck then. If your name showed up first, I would have sent it to you.
Right.
But it was really, it was random. It wasn't like a conscious him over you thing. Don't be sad.
There's a big update, but I haven't tried it yet.
I did. I checked out the, actually two people sent me holiday packs. So thank you, two people that sent me holiday packs.
We're not in the Microsoft section, though. How come you're talking about Halo?
I don't know. Because we're talking about holiday theme stuff.
Is this holiday theme stuff in the Halo
pack? This is holiday theme stuff. It made me think of it.
There's like Santa skins in there?
Santa. No, it's just, but the but they're holiday gift packs that you can only give. You can't open on your own. And they're only available during the holidays. So I liked it. I actually played some Halo 5 over the weekend because why not?
Enjoy that.
It's a good time. Yeah. It has that, you know, the new horde modey, whatever they call it, stuff. Fire or something?
Fire something, yeah.
Fire something, whatever.
I'm going to just go with fire something.
Fire something. I played that. It was fun. Feel free to send, you know, send Cheapy a holiday pack, people.
I'll try. I'll log in and do it.
Don't worry about it. It's, you know.
That would require me to take Final Fantasy 15 out of my system.
You didn't finish that yet?
I am 7.5 hours in now, I think.
I lost the under.
Yeah, you lost big time. I'm sticking with it.
Are you committed or is it just because it's in there?
No, I genuinely want to play. The setup is what I like. Like, it's things on a map. You go, you get quests, you go do something, you bring it back, your characters level up. You get new anklets for your dudes to wear.
Hot young men.
Yeah.
Talking about romance.
Right. Talking about how romantic places are. It's that actually gives it a unique character because it's just so bizarre the entire time.
Right.
I still, like 7.5 hours in, I still feel kind of lost in the battles, even though I like get through them. The whole magic system is kind of weird. Right now I'm going around and unlocking these weapons for the main character, the prince, that only the royals can use. And they're like super powerful weapons, but anytime you use them, it also drains your health at the same time. So there's like, I don't know, a risk reward system there. It's kind of interesting. At the same time, I still don't feel like maybe I should be using those. I don't know. I had to go get a tomato for a guy and bring it back.
Fascinating. I can't wait to get this game.
I don't know. It's very addictive. I will say that. It's easy to just sit down and like do like 15 missions, side missions in a row. Like, I'm only on the third chapter right now. And I'm kind of slow playing it just because I've heard chapter 13 is a chore, and that's the one that they're talking about potentially changing.
Right.
So maybe I just slow play it until they change that. I don't know.
The old slow play.
Mm-hmm. You can do it in this game because you can go.
Yep. You have a car.
Fishing. You can make some food. You can just run around in the countryside. Talking to your hot young guys.
Can you drive a car around?
You can drive the car. The driving's kind of weird because like if you just hold down on the right trigger for the gas, you don't really have to steer. It just like goes on the road itself.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, maybe you can steer. I think you can steer as well, but there's no real point to steering so far.
Perfect. All right, well, have fun with that. I bought Rock Band Rivals, and it came. I bought it during Cyber Monday, I think.
I think you mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, it showed up. Dude, so fun. The drums with the cymbals.
I thought you had it. I thought you talked about it last week.
No, I didn't have it. I just set it up.
Oh, weird. Maybe I dreamt that.
I got the drum. Maybe you saw me online playing it. We got the cymbal upgrade, which is $30. And then you can play the drums on the pro setting, which...
I saw you were playing on the easy setting, though, with the cymbals.
No, that's Ty.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun. It sort of brings the drums to a different level. I mean, literally and figuratively, when you have those cymbals. It feels like you're really playing the drums, especially if you put headphones on. then you don't hear like the slapping rubber, the wood on rubber sound as much. And then it really, really feels like you're playing the drums. But everybody loves it. Mrs. Cheapy and Ty both enjoy playing the drums specifically. Ty also will sing on mic and has not really figured out the guitar yet. Not a fan of the guitar, but, you know, I'm a Renaissance man. I do everything.
Of course you are.
I think that, you know, that game obviously had a pretty rough launch and release in general. And I was wondering if them pulling the keyboard out of that game was sort of like the beginning of the end for them. I mean,
I think making the game was the beginning of the end for them.
Just coming back at all was just a complete, mm-hmm. There was no reason at all to do that.
Nope.
One last hurrah. They couldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much DLC there to buy. And I already spent, I mean, I've already bought like 10 new songs, at least since getting the game again, after importing all my other songs. So they're still making songs for it.
I guess.
But I wish they would make Blitz again. I had a lot of fun with that. And it makes it to where you don't have to go get something out of the closet to play with.
I enjoyed that game too.
Well, we're enjoying it.
You've been playing something, haven't you, Wombat?
Yes. I played a way too much Dishonored 2 over the weekend. That game is really good. It's funny because I played, you know, after we spoke last time, I played really just the first. Actually, I just got on the boat. I hadn't even done the first level. And I did the first level, which is fairly short. And I sort of made the mistake of not really exploring as much as I should have, which I rectified once I got to the third mission, which is in a hospital. And I explored the crap out of it. And let me tell you, I can kill a whole lot of people saying that out loud. But no, that game is cool. It's got a lot. You know, I really enjoyed the first Dishonored, and it doesn't necessarily reinvent the wheel all that much. But they do a really good job with the environments in there. I will say it can get a little frustrating when you're spotted and you don't think you should have been spotted. But
you mean every stealth game ever?
Yeah, because once you're seen, I mean, yeah. If two guys come at you at once, forget it. You're done. Because your sword all of a sudden becomes useless. If you sneak up on a guy, I snuck up on a guy. He was sitting at a desk, and he was doing whatever guards do at desks. I'm assuming playing cards. And I snuck up behind him, and I hit the RB button, and I sliced the guy literally clean in half. Just straight through the torso, where the top of his body kind of slid a little bit. It was super gross. Really wanted the truth. Just slid. Sliced in half torso man to the point where the other guards in the hallway, where if they had seen him, they wouldn't have known that he was dead. Because it was just kind of like they were like, oh, Joe looks a little pale today. He must eat some vitamin C. Not that he's bleeding out all over the floor because his intestines are dragging on the ground.
Yuck.
So, but that same sword that could slice a guy clean in half with one shot, as soon as the guards see you, all of a sudden is completely useless.
Because they can block and stuff, right?
They can block, but it can take like 3 or 4 hits to get a guy. I don't know. I feel like that sword should be able to take off someone's hand with one good hit.
Right.
If you parry, you can do it. And I got the parry upgrade, so I'm a little better at it now, but I don't know. I'm going to keep playing it. Doesn't matter. If we weren't doing this show, I'd be playing it right now. So screw you guys for making me do this show and not letting me play Dishonored 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've still been playing Watch Dogs 2. It's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it. Much better than the first one.
Cool.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my big discovery that I made today. Well,
please enlighten us.
Well, I was doing the outline for the show. You know, Reggie put out this statement. He was interviewed by someone, and he put out a statement, and it was about the NES Classic being sold out everywhere, and then he worked in like a shameful plug for Super Mario Run and the upcoming Nintendo Switch. It was just like a really cringeworthy statement. And I wanted to make fun of it on the show, but I wanted to make sure that I got it right. So I wanted to find the original interview to make sure that I wasn't screwing it up. So it turns out the original interview was on CNET, and it was in video form, even though they quoted it in the article at length. So I'm watching the video, and of course you have to sit through like a 30-second unskippable PlayStation ad before you watch this Nintendo Nintendo interview. Reggie makes like a like the ultimate Freudian slip. He says, quote, like the quote in the article when you read it says, the overall level of demand is certainly greater than we anticipated. And that's why we're suffering through the shortages out there in the marketplace. But when you watch the video, he says, I'd be lying to you if I said the overall level of demand is certainly greater than we anticipated, which I'm sure is the actual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought it was just – it was funny because, you know, it's – you know why it's – I don't have to explain why it's funny, right? I mean, if I – I could just stop doing the show if I had to explain why this is funny. But, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. And I also thought it was interesting that in the CNET article, they just decided to not – to leave out those words for some reason, I guess.
Yeah, so in the article, they don't include the I'd be lying.
Right. Right.
Because I saw that quote everywhere a couple of days ago, but there's a little bit in front of it that basically negates what he said.
Right. They just left out. They left out the lie.
Right. They just gave his lie.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's, I mean, I just like I had to. Now you imagine when I find this, I'm doing this for the you know, just to get ready for the show. And you can imagine when I find this, I'm like, wait, did I just hear that right? Is it like too early in the morning? Like, have I not had enough breakfast? And I'm watching I have to watch the video like four times just to make sure I'm not, you know, my normal stupid self. But sure enough, you fucking said it.
So Reggie's a big liar.
Reggie's a liar. And he admitted it.
He's not a liar.
He's truthful.
He would be lying to you if he said that the overall level of demand is certainly greater than
he was truthful.
He's preying on the interviewer's inability to quote him properly. And he was right.
Well,
so now he could say, I didn't lie about anything. And the quote that everyone used, because why would anyone watch a video?
People watch videos, sad. But especially Reggie. I mean, I don't know. And of course, like, there's no follow-up. Like, there's no – you have Reggie there talking about the shortages of the NES Classic. Like, hey, Reggie, I noticed something about Nintendo products. There's always shortages. You always seem to underestimate the overall level of demand.
I would ask Reggie, what is your day-to-day?
Yes. I was thinking – dude, I was thinking that this morning.
I know. What does he do in a day? I'm convinced his job is it has to be. It's just conference calls all day. And he probably doesn't say anything. He just has to listen to like 8 hours of conference calls. He goes in, he listens to 8 hours of conference calls, and then at 6 o'clock he goes home and goes to sleep probably on a giant pile of money. And that's it.
Right? He stays out of trouble. That's his job. Stay out of trouble.
Listen to the bosses in Japan. Don't rock the boat. Tell you what you're gonna do.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Go on Jimmy Fallon.
Cast them checks.
Stay, you know, be loved. Be the Reggie that everybody loves. Your body.
He's probably on these conference calls.
I mean, he's very good as a
frontman,
public figure,
pitch man
to go and say positive things.
The Ron Popeil of Nintendo.
It's a little, you know, that quote, the rest of that quote, forget about the lying part when he says, but he says, that's why we're suffering through the shortages out there in the marketplace. Like, we're suffering. Nintendo is suffering over that. What about the
people? I think he means all of us.
We're all suffering. We're all in this together. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest pile
of
shit.
Man of the people.
What a pile of shit. I mean,
you
he's
know,
not
he's sitting on those conference calls. He's like sketching different size and shaped pizza boxes.
Why? Because he worked for Pizza Hut?
He's like, oh, man, I could have made the Bigfoot, too.
Or because he's hungry?
Both. Just like, oh, this one's like, this one's 4 feet long. This is 4 feet of pizza. Just sketching it out.
How many pizzas can I fit in the new Maserati that just came out that I'm buying? That's what he's thinking.
Yep, that too.
But, I mean, it is, at the same time, like his next quote, like the part that they saw the NES Classic as an opportunity to engage with millennials, Gen Xers, boomers, and people who played these games back in the day. First of all,
that's everyone.
Everyone. Yeah.
That's everyone. Humans.
Right. I mean, the beauty of that is if they short these things enough, then people get excited for the Switch. Like,
do they?
Yes, that's how this works.
I feel like it's the exact opposite. I feel like the more people are angry at them because they can't get an NES Classic, the more I'm seeing, I won't buy another Nintendo product again.
I don't just think like it's the same marketplace, though. You're wavering on buying the $10 Super Mario Run game, Wombat.
Well, I have an NES Classic, no, but so I don't care.
Chip, the guy who's going to buy a $60 NES Classic is not necessarily the same guy.
Oh, I know that. I know that for sure. But at the same time, it does.
I think the NES Classic shortage.
Do you think it's an upsell opportunity?
I think it's a little bit of an upsell opportunity. Yeah.
I think it's the other way around. I think it's going to lead more people to buy the iPhone game and less people to buy the Switch. I feel like
they're happy there too. They're making money.
I want the Switch to be good. I want it to be successful. But there's part of me that thinks that thing is dead on arrival, like the Wii U was already. It's not optimistic, but I don't know. I could very well be wrong, and I could very well change my mind. But if you're asking me today how I feel, I am feeling nothing but doom and gloom for the Nintendo Switch. Ask me again in a month, but I don't even think it's not even done yet.
Well, in a month, almost to this day, we'll know everything about it.
So they say. But it's not done yet. I don't even think it's done yet.
It comes out in March, so it better be done.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's done yet. No, I still think they're working on it.
They only have 50 that are coming out in March.
Yeah.
They're not really going to start making them until November.
They could do more fake demos like they did on Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know. It's just... Chip, the only way that the Switch is an upsell from the NES Classic, if there's like if they announce like some really well integrated virtual console system that they've yet to do on any of their consoles.
Well, their current virtual console is not bad. Could it be improved upon? Certainly. Like, we all want it to be better. We all want it to be like modern economy that like follows a username rather than a system. But I don't know. I think it definitely helps with Super Mario Run. I agree with Wombat there. But I think it's going to... It's going to increase the promotion of the Switch. Because it's going to be, oh, Nintendo's last thing was so hard to get. Here's their new thing.
Right, I better get on that just in case.
Right.
Maybe I can make some money on eBay. Worst case scenario. I don't know. I still think it's a shitty strategy. I think it's like selfish. It's super selfish because you're putting a lot of load on retailers, on like the clerks at retail who have to put up with customers who are disappointed because they just waited outside for 2 hours in the cold and have nothing to show for it. Or the people who have to work on the websites of these retailers who are now getting like bombarded by bots, or like the store gets like 10 a day and they all go on sale at 5 o'clock. So now the website gets taken down by people and bots try to grab these fucking things. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't benefit anybody except Nintendo. And not even sure that it really benefits Nintendo. Like, if it's really worth it. So, I don't know. They sure think so. But there's also rumors.
They know how to make money there.
But they say that they can make more money if they weren't just such pussies.
Right.
And assholes, really. They're kind of assholes about it. You know? If you really cared about your fans, you wouldn't make them sit out in the cold for your little tchotchkes. If you could fix it, and you can easily fix it. But hey, you got that 150-year-old Nintendo guy sucking up souls. In other great Switch news, there was an article on VentureBeat today about the specs of the Switch and confirming that it is less powerful than a PS4. But how does it compare to an Xbox One? I didn't actually read the article.
It said it wasn't clear right now how it would compare to an Xbox One. I would be surprised if it's as powerful as an Xbox One, but I don't know. If it's as powerful as an Xbox One, it's fine. I mean, even if it's not, it's fine. It's going to have the Nintendo games in it. It's just not going to have...
It'll play Mario.
But what about third party? You need third party. We know this.
Does it?
Yes.
It's not happening. Third party is not happening.
All right.
Well, the Wii did not have third party. Well, it did, but it didn't.
The Wii had a certain magic, and we've talked about it a million times. And it showed really well on television. And it looked like, you know, it would appeal to a casual audience who... Maybe like staring at a TV screen is not necessarily appealing for them, you know, as a family. But, you know, swinging your arms around somehow breaks that stereotype. This does not have that at all. Doesn't have any of those things.
They need two good first party games a quarter.
But even that's well.
That's what they need. Well, they need two real first party games per quarter.
Would like Mario Tennis count as one of those?
Yes, that would count. Okay. So like Mario Tennis and a Metroid game. And then the next quarter would need to be like an actual Mario game. And then you could have your, I don't know, Donkey Kong boxing.
Good luck.
They need to have two per quarter for this console to be successful.
Yeah,
and they need for at least the first 3 years. That's what they need. If they can't do that, then yes, I do believe the console is a dead man walking.
Well,
because if the software isn't there after the first year, like six good games that are worth owning a console
during
the first year, not on launch, the first year, six good games. It's not like I'm saying it needs a billion games.
You're saying six good exclusives?
Yes. Yes.
It seems very unlikely.
Mm.
But I know what you're saying, because if they don't have that, people will be like, oh, it's another Nintendo console that's not going to have any third-party games, and it's just going to fail again.
Yeah. It's not going to have... It doesn't have the third-party support. So the only way to make up for that is to have... exclusives that are worth purchasing. And I think I think six is a reasonable number.
Just put out Pokemon games every quarter.
If in the first year of the Switch they came out with a Mario platformer, a Zelda game, a Pokemon game, a kart game, a Punch-Out game, why not? And an Animal Crossing game, all in year one. Those six games all came out.
How about Skyrim and like a Mario game? Is that enough?
No, because I already own Skyrim twice. I don't need it a third time.
But you don't have it portable.
I don't need it.
You could play it on the train.
That's okay. I wouldn't want to take that thing on the train. I'd be afraid it breaks.
Tim writes in and he lets us know that Nintendo's going to have public demos of the Switch in January. In New York City, so that we could go try it if we wanted to. Maybe we could have a lunch date.
Okay.
I'm sure we wouldn't have to wait. I'm sure there'll be no line there. No artificially created line. I'm sure they'll have plenty of Switches for everybody to try in a timely manner.
Yep. Switches for everyone.
And not like it's winter. In January in New York City, it'll be very pleasant outside.
Always. It's supposed to be 20 degrees tomorrow. Are you excited for that?
I don't have anywhere to go tomorrow, I don't think. I think I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get some fire. I got the fireplace working now. It's nice. Sony ship, have you finished Last Guardian?
I did.
And it turned around? Did you cry at the end?
I wish I would have. That game, so the Trico character, I really wanted to like Trico. That's the catbird thing.
We're not going to have any listeners after the show, are we?
I don't think I'm not alone in this.
Okay.
With Last Guardian.
Okay. Okay.
I think if that game worked, and it could vary depending on playthrough, because it doesn't seem like rhyme or reason is there for what's happening half the time. If that game worked and I wasn't constantly frustrated with trying to get Trico to just do what I wanted him to do, I would care about Trico more. I would care about this journey and have more emotional investment in it besides the anger.
Frustration.
Yeah, just the frustration of... There's this one part where... it's a puzzle game, but I would compare it to this. Like, okay, say if you were playing Portal. They're different games, but the majority of it is it's a puzzle story driven game. Say if you were playing Portal and you knew where you wanted to shoot one of your portals at, and you shot it and it didn't work, and you shot it and it didn't work, and you shot it and it didn't work, and then you looked around to see what you were doing wrong, couldn't figure it out, came back to it 15 minutes later, shot that same exact portal, and this time it happened to work. That's not a good puzzle. Like this, that is a broken game.
Maybe you just didn't
and this
get
game
it.
Is very much that. Like I can see, like so many of these puzzles, I could see exactly what I wanted to do. I would be telling Trico, okay, right over there, let's go right over there, and he's turning around. We're jumping back down off of cliffs that we just came from. He's refusing to swim. They don't tell you the controls to make him swim to begin with.
Catbirds are notoriously difficult.
Yeah, which is fine. You can go that route as well. It's not a fun game then.
I've seen a lot of pretty entertaining clips on Twitter of having Trico knocking the guy off cliffs to his death.
Yeah, constantly.
It's hilarious.
There is a trophy for like not dying in this game, and my god, the patience to be able to do that, because at any moment you don't know how the game's going to react.
Right.
Oh man, by the end of it, I was so happy that I had gotten through it and it was over.
How long?
I could return it to Redbox.
Yeah.
What?
How long?
I think it took me about 12 hours.
Too long.
That is too long.
It's about 4 hours too long.
It feels too long.
Well, it's a 6 hour game, but it takes you 12 hours to get through because
everything
takes two or three times longer than it should.
I could tell. I could hear that from hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, it's really a shame because if they could have just had the time to make it work.
I know. 5 more years, they would have nailed this thing.
Right. And I, if people love it, I'm glad they enjoyed it more than I did.
Yeah.
Cause there's a good game in there. It's just very broken.
At Sean Nola writes in and asks, there were more Vita games announced at PlayStation Experience than PSVR games. Is Sony already giving up on VR?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, it's done.
It's what I said, Bat, was it September? If the holiday commercial does not have VR in it, they've given up on VR. And you know what wasn't in the holiday commercial? VR.
There was an article, I forget where it was, but one of the devs, a VR dev was talking about how people are complaining now that some games are exclusive, VR exclusive games. Like, you know, one will be an Oculus exclusive or one will be a Vive exclusive. And then the customers get mad at the developers. And this guy, the developer, was saying, it's like, look, if it wasn't for these exclusive agreements, there's no game. Like, there's just no, there's literally no money in VR, he said. And he's like, I don't, when I say there's no money, he doesn't mean like we're not getting rich off the games. He means we're not being able to pay the employees. We're not making enough money to break even. So yeah, there's no money there. And now that Sony has pushed a few games out the door by financing them, they're done. They're done with that. And we're not going to really see very many new games, unfortunately. And someone wrote in, what was this next question? At Duran603 says, now that you've had ample time with PSVR, has your opinion of VR changed in any way? No. It's exactly like we thought it would. That we've always talked about it. I feel exactly the same way. It's, if anything, I'm more sure of what we always said. It's just, it's still too much of a hassle, even owning it, and it's just, there's not going to be that much content for it. Speaking of content, I picked up the new DLC for Forza Horizon 3, which is the Blizzard Mountain add-on.
Oh, that should have gone under holiday talk.
I don't know if is it. There's not much holiday theme to it so far.
But it's in the snow. That counts.
Wait, there's like a Christmas holiday music station that they added or anything?
I don't think so. I've only played about 20 minutes. I probably played 45 minutes of it, but I swear I spent like 20 minutes just, you know, it's, the game is so pretty. So something cool will happen and I'll hit pause and then I'll go into photo mode and I'll try to make some nice picture. And then half the time, or more than half the time, I'll realize that I'm just spending way much time doing this and there'll be no picture. But I did tweet one out today that was, I thought was pretty nice. Anyway, so far it's really fun. The snow is fun to drive around in, as you would imagine if you've ever driven around in snow before, as I have, having gone to school in Rochester, New York. It's fun. And doing it in a like a really fast car that was made for it is also fun. So far I think that they picked a good locale, because you can have snow, you can have roads with snow, and you can have ice. So you have like have a few different terrains in this snowy landscape. But yeah, I bought the expansion pass that includes the other future expansion because it was on sale for I think $25. So there we are. I recommend this so far. But there is a lot of game there without it. Anything else here? CAG bag? Maybe one or two questions from the CAG bag?
Sure, hit me up. My wife isn't home yet. So.
Really? So what are you saying?
Saying I guess I have a little bit more time because my wife isn't home yet. So when she comes home, I'm just going to wake up.
Right. I hear you.
If she decides to come back home, I don't know. She may decide she's had enough.
Right. At Kofi Jamal asks, should the lower sales of would-be holiday mega hit games this year have companies rethink the holiday blitz tactics? It seems like sales have been sort of low for the big mainstay games that you expect, like Call of Duty,
Battlefield. It's been really weird. The rapid price dropping, I feel, has been more rapid this year. I don't know if it's just perception or reality.
I think it's reality.
Yes.
I think so. I think just the fact that everything was down at least to $40.
Just except instantly. Call of Duty was down to $40. That's kind of crazy.
Except for Watch Dogs 2, which took
it got down there now.
It got there, but it took a little. They were really holding on. And they did hold on.
They really held on to that third week since launch instead of just 2 weeks after launch.
I mean, there were, I want to say that there were probably three games that came out in the last, you know, September through December that I, you know, kind of wanted and held out on. And I got all three of those games for $80 total. And that seems pretty cheap.
Oh,
for three.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, games. I would say. Like it makes you wonder if it's sustainable right now to be making these games.
I'm hoping that that dropping the price of these games quickly worked out well for everybody.
I was going to say, if sales picked up enough, if Titanfall sold enough at $30, maybe it is worth it. Maybe they're making it back on their DLC. Maybe, you know, Dishonored 2 at $30 is the right price for that game. Same thing with, you know, Deus Ex I got for $20. I mean, that game is on sale right now on PSN for $25 digital.
Yeah, it's cheap, crazy digital. You're right. It did this year. I think everything was exceptionally cheap this year.
It's very strange, but it just makes me want to wait now on everything.
Which is the problem then.
Yeah, it's like if I see a game's coming out, I'm like, well, I got the day one edition of Deus Ex 3 months after the game came out for $20. It's not such a day one, is it?
I mean, I wound up buying Lego Dimensions and the new Skylanders game for Ty, just because.
So cheap.
The Lego was like cheaper than real Lego.
Yeah, well, that game is a year old, but that's still a great price for that.
It was like $28 or something, $27.
And you and Ty will have fun just putting that Lego set together.
Yeah.
That it comes with.
Yeah, and I bought him some of the add-ons too. It was cheap. Anyway, cheap. Cheap is good. We like it.
You'll like that game. It's a good Lego game.
I haven't played any Lego game in a while. I've been holding out.
No, you'll like it. It's good. There's a lot of getting up. You have to get up a lot.
So we didn't answer this guy's questions. Should companies rethink releasing all these games, you know, in November?
I think there's something to be said about releasing a game in June, July, August that I think has been overlooked. Sure.
Somehow, if they can only figure out
to get the numbers still. Like that's the thing. It has to be a big enough release that people are going to buy it at $60. Because otherwise, it makes more sense to come out in November and sell a volume of them at a lower cost to make your margins.
And this is why you see microtransactions in the games, because company can feel like, hey, if we can't sell at 60, push them out a couple weeks later at 40, maybe it's not a total disaster. Because we got these loot boxes in the game. You know, I saw Call of Duty.
I think that's been replaced with season passes. I think season passes are the new microtransactions. It's more the macro transaction is where it's at. You get someone on the hook.
Dude, they just
You get someone to plop down another $40.
They do that too. Like, I mean, I feel like that's sort of on the way out now, though. That's the old way. Now they realize that you get the people into the game and you support it with content like Overwatch, and you can sell loot boxes for a couple bucks and people.
Well, that's what they're doing with Titanfall too,
dude. They just patched in microtransactions just like that for the Call of Duty the Legacy. You know, the old they're adding more old maps to multiplayer, but now there's cosmetic microtransactions for the new Call of Duty game, the Modern Warfare remaster multiplayer.
People love hats.
I mean, it's addictive.
Yeah, sure.
We can't resist. Just like my back pain.
The end of the world? If you could get the new Call of Duty and play the story mode that's going to be the story mode for $35... But it means that when you play multiplayer, if you want a purple hat, you have to spend $1.
I don't mind that.
I was going to say, is that a bad trade-off? I don't necessarily think it is, at least, especially not for people like us who don't really play those modes that much anyway.
If my two choices are season pass, I mean, my three choices would be season pass, piecemeal like maps, or all that shit is free, but we're going to do loot packs for cosmetic stuff like skins and stuff like Overwatch does. I'm going to take the Overwatch method every time.
Yeah, but that's for multiplayer games. What about games like a Deus Ex or a Dishonored 2 or a Fallout?
It doesn't work as well there. You can't really. I mean, it's harder to work in. Maybe you can.
Yeah,
but
that's always going to be your season pass style. It has to be. When it's single player content.
Well, you could have, I don't know, you could have the multiplayer content with loot boxes, just like, didn't Tomb Raider try to do that?
Shoehorned in multiplayer that no one ever plays.
Well,
it was okay in Tomb Raider, but yeah.
I think it's okay in Watch Dogs too. I don't know.
Yeah, not every game can be Grand Theft
Auto. I saw Jim Sterling put out a video like bashing the the microtransactions in the Call of Duty remaster, but I don't know. If I'd rather have that than have to pay for the maps, for sure.
Did you see how many, like, the credits in that game? How many people worked on that game?
I know. It's like supporting a small town. Hundreds of people, like 400 people? More? I mean, how many studios made that game? Like, four studios?
At
five?
Least.
More? I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, watching the credits in Last Guardian, it was, like, amazing, like, how small that team was.
Right.
Like, maybe put some more people on this. Get this done a little quicker.
Titanfall also, I think, was quite lengthy. Credits, maybe. But I remember for sure the Call of Duty one lasted forever. Because no spoilers. All right. I think that's it. Let's give another shout out to our friends at Harrys.com and remind everybody that ground shipping for the holiday ends on December 16th. So act now. Go to Harrys.com and get a holiday shave set. And don't forget to enter code CAG at checkout for $5 off. That's Harrys.com. Coupon code CAG. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. So many video game deals. It's crazy. And yeah, is there new uninformed opinions this week?
Not this
week. Holiday break?
Sure.
Let's go with that.
Sounds good.
Great. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Spider-Man. This is Web Spinning Spider-Man with Flyaway Action Pack. Assembly required. Load the web spinning fluid and squeeze.
Web Spinning Spider-Man. Small webs, big webs. Spider-Man webs are catching webs. Webs around fingers, webs around legs. Webs, webs, web spinning Spider-Man.
Web Spinning Spider-Man with Flyaway Action Pack and Web Spinning Fluid by Mego.